This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli airstrikes hit schools and a hospital in Gaza on Sunday, killing at least 35 people, Palestinian officials said, while the Israeli military said it hit Hamas terrorist targets. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The attacks come the day after ceasefire talks in Cairo ended without result. Israel is bracing for a serious escalation following the assassination of Hamas's leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. Netanyahu was due to convene special security discussions late on Sunday, a defense official said, following threats of retaliation from Iran and others. While U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was talking to leaders in the Middle East, seeking to calm tensions, according to the State Department.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Lebanese took part in a march on Sunday in the Lebanese capital to mark 4 years since Beirut was rocked by a blast in the city's port, one of the largest and most destructive on record. Participants held pictures of the people killed in the blast of the port of Beirut in 2020 as they marched behind an ambulance car that held a Lebanese flag covered in red stains. On August 4, 2020, a stockpile of ammonium nitrate stored unsafely for years exploded in the port of the Lebanese capital. The blast killed at least 220 people, injured thousands, and destroyed large areas of the capital. Nearly 100 people have been killed and hundreds more injured as renewed anti-government protests sweep across Bangladesh. The protesters are calling for the prime minister to resign. The prime minister responded by accusing them of sabotage and cutting off mobile internet in a bid to quell the unrest. This is VOA News. Ukrainian pilots have started flying American fighter jets. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thyoprin has more.
Ukrainian pilots will now be flying in U.S.-made F-16s for operations within the country, said President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday.
Jets are in our sky, and officially today you see them. And it's good that they came and we can use them.
The long-awaited fighter jets arrived more than 29 months after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky said, however, the country still did not have enough jets or pilots. But he noted many soldiers are now undergoing training.
Reuters correspondent Arthi Thyoprin. Voices across the globe are expressing concern over the growing number of arrests in Venezuela following last weekend's disputed elections. Pope Francis said Venezuela is living a critical situation in his traditional homily at the Vatican on Sunday. The remarks came hours after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro announced on Saturday the government has arrested 2,000 opponents. At a rally in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas, Maduro pledged to detain more and send them to prison. A U.S. official said on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is concerned about the possibility of political instability if the arrests continue. There are ongoing questions about the water quality of the Seine River for swimming events at the Paris Olympics ahead of Monday's mixed relay triathlon. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Bacteria levels in the river fluctuate constantly and daily water samples are tested so organizers can assess the risk and decide whether swims in the long polluted Paris waterway should go forward. Most recently, organizers have cancelled multiple test swims meant to let triathletes familiarize themselves with the course over water quality concerns following the rain. The water quality in the Seine is linked closely to the weather. Heavy rains cause wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, causing bacteria levels to rise, while the sun's ultraviolet rays can kill the bacteria, and Paris has seen several downpours during the games so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has condemned an attack on a hotel housing asylum seekers, describing it as far-right thuggery. In a statement on Sunday afternoon, the prime minister vowed, quote, we will do whatever it takes to bring these thugs to justice, as he addressed the nation following ongoing unrest across parts of the country. Police in the North England town of Rotherham struggled to hold back a mob of far-right rioters who were seeking to break into a hotel housing asylum seekers. I'm Joe Ramsey.